Shalom and Boker Tov. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Good morning, Miss Billy, and everybody. Yes, I am on the line. Praise the Lord.
So glad to have you all this morning. Just a little announcement before we begin. We are having our 3BI, Billy Graham Bible Institute, class this week. The way we do it, we have our what we call our charter class come in. They sit at tables and desks like tables, and I sit at a teacher's desk, and Dr. Larry Ollison, who is the dean of 3BI, is teaching a course on 1 Corinthians this week, and I'm teaching on David in Samuel and the Psalms. We're having a wonderful, wonderful time. Many of them are out there at Prayer Mountain listening this morning. I'm at home, and Dr. Olson is teaching the morning classes. I'm going back to teach the afternoon classes. Therefore, and Brother Max, this witness with his spirit, we are going to be having the second call today at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's 7 p.m. Central Time. You can adjust it for wherever you are. We will not be having it at noon because we're having classes all the day, and it's we need all the time so that people, we're fully accredited, and the classes need to be of such length that they can have accreditation. We are having a graduation, our second graduation, on Sunday of Autumn Assembly. Bless the Lord. Now, this morning, first off, I'm going to tell you that I did not even watch the debate last night. I didn't want to get over in that realm. I knew they're going to be fussing at each other, whatever, whatever. But folks, we want to have a clear and honest and an election that is not controlled by devils. And it's not a debate that's going to win the thing. It's not or lose the thing. It's not anything like that. Who does not want us to have God's chosen in our offices? It's the devil. It's Satan himself. Now, I want to speak a little bit about authority of the believer. We have encouraged you to sign up, to get online or call us in and say, put my name down. I am using my authority in my area. Authority is habitational. I have authority where I live. I don't have authority where you live. I have authority in my realmdom, I call it. We don't have authority everywhere. Someone called in one time and said, why don't we just take authority over the devils that bother Ahmadinejad in Iran and be done with it? We don't have any authority there. Now, there is a little bit of, let me read to you. I am reading through John A. McMillan's Authority of the Believer, line by line. And some have taken this part out of, misunderstand it. I'm going to read to you from page 27. If we are walking in the Spirit, our normal life is in the heavenlies. To secure the consciousness of this, there must be the daily acceptance of the fact. Remember that, folks, daily. Let us, morning by morning, as one of our first acts of worship, take our seat with Christ, as suggested in the previous paragraph. I'll read that later. Let us often remind ourselves that we are seated far above all the powers of the air and that they are in subjection to us. As our faith learns to use the name and the authority of Jesus, we shall find the spiritual forces yielding obedience in ways that will surprise us. As we continue to abide closely in him, and that's a part of it, folks, abiding closely, our prayers for the advancement of the kingdom will become less and less the uttering of petitions and will increasingly manifest the exercise of a spiritual authority that recognizes no national boundaries but fearlessly binds the forces of darkness in any part of the world. Now, does that mean here in the United States I can bind forces in Moscow? No, it doesn't mean that at all. What it means is this works in Moscow. It works all over the world. There are no boundaries that say this only works in a Christian country. This only works in the United States of America. No, no, no. This works anywhere. But you have to live in that place, or you have to be granted access to that place. I know that because I really do understand authority of the believer. I know how it works in my realmdom, in Missouri, in Oklahoma, in Branson, in Collinsville, in the Tulsa area. I know how it works in Migdal Arbel. But I also know that God has granted me some access other places. As I grew, as you grow in authority, it's just like in any kingdom. If you were studying David right now, David, he didn't have the authority when he first went into Saul's court. He was anointed, but he had to grow in that authority until he was anointed king in Hebron. So you have to grow in it, and as you grow in it, your realmdom can be increased, and the Lord will make it known to you. But no, you don't have authority all over the world with no boundaries. That's just telling you this works anywhere. Especially people would think, well, now this wouldn't work in, let's say, communist China. Oh, yes, it would work there. If you lived in communist China and you knew your authority and you lived in Shanghai, then you would have some authority, not over every. Remember, your authority is not over people ever, 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 anywhere in the world. It's only over demons. The demons are called the God of this world, Satan himself, the prince of the power of the air. There are powers and authorities in the air, and you can limit their activity where you are. You can limit their activity in your precincts, in your districts. You can limit their activity. Now, that's what we're all about right now in this election. And we're zeroed in and we're focused in. Yes, I limit his authority. I go to him and I limit his authority with my family. But right now, this morning, we're going to be talking about political things. We're going to be talking about his trying to manipulate and maneuver. Folks up there in Minnesota, you've got authority. But aim that authority. Focus that authority. Focus it on the demons that would try to work in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Wilmer, wherever you are. You take authority and don't let them operate where you've got the realmdom. Don't be trying to operate and bind demons in San Francisco. You don't have any authority there, but we've got people in San Francisco. The Lord said, and this is in the book of Acts, don't worry, Paul, I've got people in this city. God's got people in our cities. But those people in our cities need to sit and take their authority. So we're going to do it right now, this morning, and then we're going to aim together, because we're from all over the United States of America, we're from all over the world, we're going to aim at certain places this day. So I'm reading again from page 27. I often read this when I'm sitting to take my authority. Page 27, a paragraph above where I read earlier. Do we believe that God, quote, hath quickened us together with Christ and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus? If we do, our reaction to it will be a fervent, quote, now this is all of us praying together now. Lord, I accept your gracious word. I believe that you have thus wrought for me in humble faith. I do now take my seat in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus at your right hand. Teach me how to fulfill this sacred ministry, how to exercise the authority which you have entrusted to me. Train me day by day that I may attain to the full stature of the perfect man in Christ, so that in me your purpose of the ages may be fulfilled. What is his purpose of the ages? That purpose is given to us in Ephesians, and it says that his purpose in the ages is that we would demonstrate his manifest God to all the powers of the air. And so that's what we're going to do right now in the name above every name. Hallelujah. This is our prayer, Lord. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our hearts be enlightened. O God, let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, that we will understand this more and more every day, how to use our authority, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is that exceeding greatness of your dunamis power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you worked in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in the heavenlies. Far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet. You gave him to be head over all to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him which fills all in all. And you made us alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of your great love which with you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together, made us alive together with Christ. You raised us up together. You made us sit together in the heavenlies, that in the ages to come you might show the exceeding riches of his grace in your kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you that you have taken us out. You have fitted us for the kingdom of the light according to Colossians. You've raised us and translated us out of the kingdom of darkness. They have no authority over us. You've translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. And you have said, they who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one, Yeshua HaMashiach. And here we are. Kingdom of darkness, a company is here. Under our supreme commander, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are here. He has called us. He has anointed us. He has commissioned us to reign in this life. And we, particularly here in the United States of America and those outside this country who love us, join their faith with us, but we sitting in our seats of the authority given to us, we hereby, in the name above every name, listen up, Satan. Listen up down to the lowest end. Listen up down to the lowest level, devil. Listen up, you demons of the powers of the air that would swarm over men's minds and deceive them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take authority over you and cause you, all of your plans, come to naught. You're coming to naught, it is written, and your plans are coming to naught. And in the name of every name, every above every name, we do say to you who would try to work down in our precincts, down in our voting areas, who would attempt to steal and cheat and lie, in the name above every name, you demons that would move on men's minds to do such and such, we do hereby bind you. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and we bind you. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven, and we loose the divine angels of God. Angels of God, go, speak to men's minds. Speak the truth in the name above every name. Any of you who have plotted evil in the area of harm to any candidate, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, anyone who would try to move with assassination or harm in any way, we do bind you, confuse. We speak to you that there will be confusion in your camp. In the name, above every name, to the glory of Jesus Christ, we are going to have a fair and honest election. And we do ask you, Father, we do ask you in the name above every name, but we are asking you in a according to you have told us over and over that you are doing Psalm 94. And so in the name above every name, we ask you to move El Nechmach, to move in line with Psalm 94. We do know that governments which make evil into law are not aligned with you, and we ask for a veto of those things, and we ask you for those who would veto those things, and we ask you in the name above every name, we need a move of God, we need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and Father, we would ask you in the name above every name for leaders who would work with us. I do know that was prophesied through Sister Jean Wilkerson, that we're going to have a president who will work with us in this great move. So, Father, if that whatever that means, we trust you for it, we believe you for it, and we ask you for it in the name above every name. And, oh, Father, how great and wonderful it is to mix and mingle our voices right now in prayer to you. And we ask you to give us utterance according to your holy and wondrous divine will. We do thank you for this gift of the Holy Ghost. Interpretation. Isambo hotombaka kalakampito mangolo do ojandia na kora kapito kogo gobanya ni kocha mangolo husabe na kilakabra kalakaya na kalakaya na kalakaya isambo to husunto to koho shangia na koto unje na koto kobre Milotaya, Camprotevra ni nanya na cobre telecandana na tachi. Isuando no non ombre, itica brandia, prantoschete, brandia ne cotolobo hosciaccia. Sebele tama na cohola cabrito, cabidangobre hefetia na cocciata. Come la chitolo cobratania ne cohoro cobapitania na coramanacchi. Pishuato loco breve, nigala gombre, di ricohoro co pappa, la caiana con la cocopre, catafonghe. Isciato hoto breta, la caiana congere co dovra patare cacai. Pito hutonie ne cormanica. Mito loco breta da la chito. Isciato, isciato, isciato. Kenya karamanati la kakara katanya ne kohora kodonje. Ye bala tahala kambra tahala kombra tutuku shanta na kora mataka. Kerege brato lo kongi kete kahala le talian tan 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 tanya. Kala kanga bila kombra kete kohulo kopre kete ke frapacho tanya. Mi hitai, Freda shon dele capra cafotota e sapone a cora manico. E vedete cosa shon dele capra da gataia na carata caia na cora cataccia da gataia shantiana. Masco popete fratoto coho shebra. Imano coho lo gohoro compraha la chia na cortalitai. E saton ci ha fratto il sciappato, non me ne coro capito. Ma quello capito. Credeli tu, Svata. Migolo gombre che di gala caffranga dopo ole degli antando non grita le cacai. I didi di Sva, ma quello che ho gembre. Caraca, ma ti ho un pede gondasca. Mito fratia. Mito fratia vagondi e nel cuore manico la copita. Ija da karamana koramana nyene kohra kodavi bala kokara katani ne kohra kadashka. Ije te de gohra kadanya ne kohra kodoshka tanche de gadoshka tabrika de kadanche. Kodoshka tabrika de gadangara bada kupre. Tebre hikaya na ka halakito halakito takapara tacha. Vito kochwa. Pita kuchwa. Ishe de gohrama, matora katima no gora patito de goche de neka alayla. Alayla vindya no gohra kodapre kata hasheke. Pishwa tatsot yama, pratesha de neka pa. Mango de gobra prede, ele kampa pita le kokobre, ishe ne kotapre kata koto ishen de ne gora patay. Kaliko brevre duožvata, albažvata, držo tu frapatito. J'ai de gompa, ma korogodo, j'ai un gare kodoshka gabri karti kalaila. Isa de lo kobe kalaila. Negela danya de koho de gababi. Mais je me go bras, j'en ai got un copa, kalaka cambre, kadagandan, j'en ai got un chambre. Et j'ai des gondos enquêtes, des gahadaka fractia. Mas got un break, des gahadaka fractia, de go onge, de go oce, de ka abra. Lord, a sipra nakai. A sipra kanaka fito. A sipra kanaka fraka delle gamba, la halalange. Ici le nombre, quoi le corps bédagne, le corps bondonge, le bondonge que des brites, ou à scendiante, le gondobre, que des cadavres, à la concambe, le cadavre, le cadavre, le cadavre, le cadavre. Et chaque rochat, le gondobre, ma codo gondobre, la catastra. Lord, Isuato, Maguda, Maguda Vindia, Maguda Vindia Meko, Meko Lika, Meko Lika Halai. Meko lika halakaya no gogi kala danche. O sabratai, sabratai, sabratai. Mitora vingo lala, loteje de kondosh ke dambre kada kakai. Mito. Asuto do gobamba, ala kakaya nako ole kebre, vrando je de le kaba. Alulo maya nako ke bendrito. Cubri ballito, coro manà, ascedelico, oria manna, caia, naca, acce. Isuato, capraca, tacahala, cai, amanaco, uccete. Isana, coro manangi, della godo, uccete, chiacca, tacco, uccete, de godo, uccete. Cubri duccia, mascot ombretta. Tele gabrate, premiene, cora. Mecco tappito, lo comba. Metto la kipo tokaya. Metto kafre a jonde balito no gombrenye ne ku uldo. La bita nyero nangi le dushka. Gravi do nyero no kobra halito. Gobelatiai, adi andora, maniko balle cabra kalaka haba yonde le godoro godonche le godoshka tacha. Godoshka. Che benedicata, ma so tacca. Meto. Ma quello che ho scelto. Che bella attacco, che la capatianta di contronto di conci. E sato di cuore che tampe, e cuore che vrede ciando di contronto. Isuato loco preke de kafai. Isuato kalakatanye ne kohole kaparakata hashange ne kotoncha. Kabide kopreti hide kahalaila ali antonja no kopreti ade katancha. Krivanya ne kohole kebre. Kajot de bravre kotokoto ejenge ne kotono bodoshacha. Abricatanya ni kahalakai, abricatanya ni korakotoche, kajanto brevre, paratanya ni korakotobre, ketikota achandye, maskoto brevre, dishwa, monokorbida, latonde, niko oche, niko do achandya. Kripa lo korbe ne kel kahaya, o sebre de pre. Ishago maya na kapa, posete, niko do achandya, niko do achandya, niko dabra. Mitolo kodo hoshete ne kodo hoshekiata de kuto hore kapa. Kriba do lo kumbre kata ko le kabra kafito. Mene taya no koma ne kaya tora manaya na kara. Ili bato hojete le kodashko panche le kodoshko kabra kata sako ke kuto onche. Kili godo oche ikala kaya na ka a. Ili bato ochanya ne kohole kepa. Crida le cora mai. Isano non ora manacchi. Coli cali andoro gotogne ne qua, chateau delle cocopra. E me ne qua le telecanca, alla gabida caha chanta la chito. Grevanyana Koramanaki Abaladinyana Nonye Lele Kalakayana Kaha Bridwa Shitolokobre Kirikambai Brita Binikondoro Gondonya Nikandan Dan Dan Janga Gotoshka Tech Gotoshka. Ili kahala kayante, ili kahala kakaka, betora manakara te shampo. Ili bretue, makorakotebre, tatakafrakia na koochete, isha de koorakotoshke tempraketa na kayana kope. Isha de kotusku tara kotoshe, dandan diana kotara katachi. Ele kotohora katashi tanche de koton shaktiak tatako uchi. Karakete ko olia panya na koro kotoro koto eche de ko oshang de koto oshak. Krivato mama kohora manati. Kole kodare kodonye na kohora katashi katopre tatakafa. Kapite ko honche de koto shkitapre. Kankale kotoho jambu de ko uchi. Midio tonya na koro. Milio ton de la kika. Mahita, mahita, machete le lato. Mikario te plafo. Isete le copacama. Mitora ficiona. Mebrehenia no cora masico latito no congilitasco. Igala garratia, gente lo mon brebre. Cala gole che beci ne cadono scettiano ne capaccia te coccio viene cata. I pezzi che pala catasca tanci li botosca tapri catania. Meli doho sciatia no gore capito co papa ca atigno no corica. Lele donjanya ne kora kotoro ko obra kapitanya ne kora katashko. My Jesus. Prosi matoro makeya fanye. Osi vele duhushanya ne kora manaki. Proski danya ne kora kabida le gomba ne kaya ni kua shanya ne kora pa ne kora manye ni kobra le gomba le kima manyana. Che me di cuore ma sanie di cuore ma nica la caia di cuore concedie e già tanto copra chiano no cuore e di capra chiata no cuore chiando di cuore scelte ma scritto però la cofra che di pietre cavallai oppa la caia oppa la caia. Kavida le tenye ni kora manaki ka koshe die. Bishwa tu ane kora manaka ka la kakari. I dudu jujuwasha tora mancha na kopreke. I gavanye, i gavanye, i gavanye. Ko, ya, ananakara, ananakara. Ka, lalihi, yanako, balakaya, manako, bikini gadanje. Mi sa da coro la caja fita para Tony Nicoa. Machote, machote. Bella Tania, bella Tania. Cabide go brebra te santo poco occio. Oh, bella cai, santo no go dobrica de go braccia, santo mia. Santo mia fica. Ma con le teste, bravi d'andione da nobri che ti comprò. E se ne batascia, te la cadascia, te la cadascia. Maschi tapra, maschi tapra, maschi tapra. Kivrihita. Kivrihita le cambre, che dico do e scendi, e dico do e scettiamo, tocco ucciaccia, tocco prezza. Kivrigo do pre, assita le camprata, na cooperatita, cambro cotoce, dico da, shantora co debre, dili compravri da shanti, e dico tacca. E dico do di chua, ma lo tocco tocco ucciaccia. Ma cala coco coco pe calai. Oh, Father, ma su compre, dieci anni non compre. Ma su to breve, dieci anni ancora, ma niente, ne capra la vita, la gomma, la gomma, ma la digna ne quasi, ne capra la coco. E se non mi ancora, ma niente, la cai. E me ne cai, ma la coco, ma la cai. E belehita, e belehita. Devele tu shangde ne kora makata. Agala kopeche ala kakakala. Prasonya, prasonya. Megalagapa, megalapahai. Megalapa tonya mikalahai. Eche de capra, franco toto gobri, kilekai. Latonya, 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 latai. Oh, Father, we're so thankful. We're so thankful for the grace of God that is upon us. We're so thankful, Father, in the name, above every name. It's like that song that you gave, Mylon. Without you, we could do nothing. We would surely fail, but we're not without you. We have you. And we see in the Holy Written Word, all that is given us, not because we're worthy of it, except that you made us worthy. Not because we're righteous, except that you made us righteous. You are our everything. You are our all. And we just thank you for your blessing. And thank you that upon you we may call. And thank you that you answer us. And thank you, Holy One, for the gifts of the Holy Spirit as they come forth in their splendor. And in their true design in these last hours. And thank you for this gift of the company of God working together in tongues. And thank you that you're gracious enough to give us the interpretation of the words you've had us pray. We just want to thank you and praise you one more time in the name above every name. Amen and amen. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the honor this morning. And every morning, every day.
Amen and amen.
Yes, Lord. All right. The river in
one
your
river
heart. The river.
Okay.
In your hearts, within us, in your hearts, is me.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared. The river in your hearts is me. Be prepared. Oh, and it's underlined. Sorry about that. The whole line is underlined. The river in your heart is me. Be prepared is underlined. Next line. Psalm 1, verse 3. That's easier. Philippians 2, verses 14, 1-4 through 16, 1-6. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Next line. there is work that I call all of you to do. There is work that I call all of you to do. There is work that I call all of you to do. Next line. My calling again to love others and the source of my mystery in you. Okay, there we go. My calling again to love others and the source of my mystery in you. My calling again to love others and the source of my mystery in you.
And the source of my mystery in you? Of my
correct.
Mystery?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. The source of my mystery in you. Next line. Micah, the book of Micah, 6:8. Micah 6:8. Mark 16, verses 15 through 20. Mark 16:1-6, verses 15:1-5 through 20. Oh, next line is two words. Act now. Act now. That's it. Act now. Next line is Matthew 6:33 through 34. Matthew 6, chapter 6, verses 33 through, well, 33 and 34. I don't know what I'm saying. So Matthew 6, 33 and 34. Next line, this one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. Live for me as believer. Yeah, live for me as believer in your prayer. With my friend and prophet. Keep the unity of the Spirit. Okay, I'll read it again. And it's all underlined this way. Live for me as believer in your prayer with my friend and prophet. Keep the unity of the Spirit. Live for me as believer in your prayer with my friend and prophet. Keep the unity of the Spirit. That's the line. Next line. Philippians 2. Verses 1 through 4. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. 1 Corinthians 7:17. 1 Corinthians 7:17. Okay, 1 Corinthians 7:17. Next line, keep your hope in me keep your hope in me, Church Israel. Keep your hope in me, Church Israel. Keep your hope in me, Church Israel. Next line. 1 Peter 3, verses 15 and 16. 1 Peter 3, verses 15, 1-5, 16, 1-6. Next line. You are not to be fearful of this world. You are not to be fearful in this world. And the line goes on. That is changing around you. Fix your eyes on me, not what is temporary. This is a long line. I'll read it again and I'll slow down. You are not to be fearful of this world. That is changing around you. Fix your eyes on me, not what is temporary. You are not to be fearful of this world that is changing around you. Fix your eyes on me, not what is temporary. And he gives us a few scriptures here. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16, 1-6 through 18. John 8, 32. John 8, 32. Romans 8, 6. Romans 8, 6. So 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. John 8, 32. Romans 8, 6. Next line. This one. Oh, it's not all of it underlined. Okay, the first part of it is underlined. I'll tell you when it's over here with the underlined. So I'm going to read the underlined part first. Understand the depth of my love for you. So this is underlined. Understand the depth of my love for you. Understand the depth of my love for you. That's underlined. And the sentence goes on. And your true identity in me. And your true identity in me. So be thankful and apply this growth to your life. Okay, I'll read it again. Understand the depth of my love for you, that's underlined, and your true identity in me. So, be thankful and apply this growth to your life. So, I'll read it one more time.
May I ask you one word? Is that word growth, G-R-O-W-T-H, growth to your life?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me read it back to you and see if I got it. Now, this first part is underlined. Understand the depths of my love for you. Now, this next part is not underlined. And your true identity in me. So be thankful and apply this growth to your life.
Correct. Next line. Second Corinthians 3:18. Huh. Oh, that was 4. Okay. Second Corinthians 3:18. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Oh, Lamentations. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right. Lamentations 3, verses 21 through 23. Lamentations 3, 21, 21 through 23. Next line. Oh, this one is underlined. The one I'm going to read. You are my children, my citizens. Yeah, that's citizens. CITIZENS. You are my children, my citizens, and I am your savior. Wow. And it's all underlined. You are my children, my citizens, and I am your savior. That's the line. You are my children, my citizens, and I am your savior. Next line. Philippians. Well, Philippians this morning. 3:21. Philippians 3:21. Next line. I am your rock to lean. Yeah, that's lean. L-E-A-M. I am your rock to lean on. The encouraging of change to my children. I am here always to lead you all. Okay, I'll read it again. I am your rock to lean on. The encouraging of change.
The encouraging of change?
The.
T-H-E. Well, T-H-E, yeah, it's the same word, the. Encouraging of change?
Yeah. Where was I? Okay.
Just start over.
Okay. I am your rock to lean on. The encouraging of change to my children. I am here always to lead you all. So I'll read it one more time. That somebody called me, I don't know why. I am your rock to lean on, the encouraging of change to my children. I am here always to lead you all. That's the line.
Okay.
Then the Lord gave us James 1, verse 17 through 19. James chapter 1, 17, 1, 7 through 19, 1, 9. Hebrews 13, verses 7 and 8. Hebrews 13, verses 7 and 8. Malachi 3, 6. Malachi 3, 6. Next line. I will destroy the work of the enemy. Oh, this line is underlined. I will destroy the works of the enemy. I will destroy the work of the enemy. And this was all underlined. Next line. Zechariah 4:6. Zechariah 4:6. Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20. Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20. Next line. Don't forget to ask me to work in your lives, with an S, and your circumstances. All right, I'll read it again. Don't forget to ask me to work in your lives and your circumstances. That's the line. Don't forget to ask me to work in your lives and your circumstances. All right. Believing you got that one. Next line.
Mm-hmm.
John 16:33. John 16:33. Romans 12, verses 2 through 5. Romans 12, 2 through 5. Next line. I shall destroy the work of your enemies. The one before that, I will destroy the work of your enemy. Okay. So Romans 12, verses 2 through 5. Then the line below it, I shall destroy the work of your enemies. Then he gave us 1 John 3, 8. 1 John 3, 8. Next line is underlined. Listen to my news. Listen to my words. Again, this one is underlined after 1 John 3, 8. Listen to my news. Listen to my words. Trust in me.
Thank you, Father. Praise your name. Hallelujah. The river in your hearts is me. Be prepared. And that is all underlined. Psalm 1:3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Philippians 2:14 through 16. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, or three of them say grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted or perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain, nor toil in vain. That's Paul speaking to those that he's had influence over. He said the day of Christ is coming, and he wants to have reason to, to rejoice and be glad. So we're told to do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may prove yourself to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. That's from the New American Standard. There is work that I call all of you to do. My calling again to love others, and the source of my mystery in you. Micah 6:8. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love, this word, folks, is chesed, and to walk humbly with your God, not mercy, but to love your obligation to being in covenant with God, and God's obligation being in covenant with you. This is a covenant thing. He has told you, O man, what is good, and that word is Adam, mankind. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love chesed, faithfulness to covenant, and to walk humbly with your God? He's called us to that work, to work in line with the covenant. Mark 16:15-20. You know, folks, God is a covenant keeper, and he requires us to be covenant keepers. Mark 16:15-20. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who disbelieves shall be condemned. And that's baptized into the body of Christ. These things, these signs, will accompany those who have believed. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he says, act now. What does he mean? Act on that right there. Those things he told you you can do, do them. And taking up serpents, that's demons and devils and all kinds of things. Just take them up, cast them out. Act now. Matthew 6:33-34. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Next line. Live for me as believer in your prayer with my friend and prophet. That's underlined. Keep the unity of the Spirit. That's underlined. Hallelujah. In Hebrew, you don't have to say a believer. You just say believer. I mean, that's who it is. That's who you are. Live for me as believer in your prayer with my friend and prophet. Keep the unity of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, I do believe in these prayers that we're praying together. I do believe we're working with you. Hallelujah. So, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there's any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. I like the King James. It says, in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other as better than themselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. 1 Corinthians 7:17. Only let each person lead the life that the Lord has assigned to him and to which God has called him. This is my rule in all the churches.
Wow.
That's very good. That's in the ESV. It's all still the same in the New American. And it's very good. The King James is a little not clear. God has distributed to every man. As the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk. Mm. So the others kind of make that more clear. Live the life he gave you. Walk in the calling he gave you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But esteem others as better than yourself and more important than yourself, not prideful. Hallelujah. Tend to your life and your calling and esteem others as even more important. This is a humility, folks, that he likes and loves. Keep your hope in me, Church Israel. 1 Peter 3:15 through 16. But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks of you a reason for the hope that is in you. Mm-hmm. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame.
Hmm.
Wow. Very interesting.
Yeah.
You are not to be fearful of this world that is changing around you. Fix your eyes on me, not what is temporary. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. So do not lose heart. Though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Wow. John 8:32. Oh, how these scriptures today are wondrous for meditation.
Yeah.
And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Thank you.
What's not seen is the truth, folks, not what we see all around us, in other words. Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now that's King James. Here's the ESV. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. I think he's using those three scriptures together, and he told us not to be fearful of what we see in the world, but fix our eyes on him. I think what he's saying us is, if you're going to watch the world, if you're going to put your mind on the things that are seen, you're going to have thoughts that are dark and deathly and not good. But if you put your mind on what's not seen, and you put your mind on the Lord and the truth in his word, then you're above it. Bless the Lord. That's where you fix your eyes. That's where you fix your mind. Praise the Lord. Next line underlined. Understand the depths of my love for you. Woo-hoo! No matter what's changing in this world, what's happening, just understand how much I love you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you. Underlined. Understand the depths of my love for you. And then this is not underlined. And your true identity in me. So be thankful and apply this growth to your life.
Hallelujah.
If you think like that, folks, you will grow. You will be growing. You'll be growing up. You won't be a baby. You watch all what's going around you. Don't look at the Lord. Don't look at the Word. Then you'll be a baby. So let's apply this growth to our life. Let's do these things and grow. These things that he's given us this morning, these wondrous things. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The ESV and the Amplified say, from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Oh, folks, he's just telling us right now, grow, grow, and you'll be changed. Yes. From one degree of glory, manifesting one degree of God's glory to another one. Oh, how wondrous. Oh, how marvelous are these scriptures. What a collection of the scriptures this morning. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's King James, which is beautiful. Here it is in the ESV. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day, or until the day of Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ. How wondrous.
Hallelujah.
Lamentations 3:21-23. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Or, his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. But folks, that word, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. That's Hesed. That means his obligation to love you deeply, his obligation to care for you deeply because you're covenant people. The steadfast Hesed of the Lord never ceases. His mercies, and that word is mercies, Raham, never, or compassions, you could even say, never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God is faithful to the covenant, and we must be too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, Miss Billy, there is a line really stood up to me right now, which is like in the beginning, when he told us, there is work that I call all of you to do. Mm-hmm. And listen to the rest. Oh, my Jesus.
Yes, it's just wonderful. Listen, my goodness, this makes me want to just sit down with these scriptures, write them out. I do write them out each week and just meditate on them. I'll have to get to that later because I'm going to teach a class this afternoon, but oh, praise the Lord.
Go on. Sorry. Praise the Lord.
Next line is underlined. You are my children, my citizens, and I am your Savior. Philippians 3:21. I know this one. I'm going to tell you where you're a citizen of. Philippians, 3:21. I typed it wrong. Who will change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
Hmm.
Bless the Lord. I wonder if that should have been 3:20. Because 3:20 says, reading from the ESV, our citizenship is in heaven. And from it, we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
I believe it is. There's a loop, and I didn't know.
Yeah, it's 3:20.
Oh,
it's Philippians 3:20, for sure, for sure. You are my children, my citizens, and I am your Savior. Now, here it is. I'm reading it in the ESV, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we wait a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Same thing in the New American, our citizenship is in heaven. And the Amplified, we are citizens of the state which is in heaven. Now, King James says our conversation is in heaven, but the Greek word is politouma. Polituma, citizens. And so it is citizens. I knew it should be 3:20. All right, for sure, for sure. He said, you are my citizens, and I am your Savior. Well, our citizenship is in heaven, folks. We've been assigned, like I'm assigned here down in Branson, Missouri area. You're assigned wherever you are, let's say Canada, let's say Norway, wherever. But your true citizen. We carry different earthly passports, but our citizenship is in heaven. Woo! Glory. I am your rock to lean on, the encouraging of change to my children. I am here always to lead you all. I wondered about that word. Is it off change? I thought it might be in change.
Let's see. I'm your rock, lean.
Okay. To lean on.
To
be encouraging.
On. What word? I'm sorry. I was looking at Philippians.
The next word, after encouraging. The next word.
After encouraging. Off change.
Oh, encouraging. Off change.
Yeah,
to my
yeah.
children, I am here always to lead you all. James 1, 17 through 19. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, or slow to get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 13, 7 and 8. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their life, their way of life, and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the ESV, the New American, says, remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and consider the result of their conduct. Imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if you had a good mentor, you had a good leader, I did. Oh, my goodness. I wrote in one of my Bibles, remember your leaders, those who led you, consider their lives. I consider the life of Kenneth E. Hagin very, very close to him. I watched him day by day. And I can truly imitate their faith. And I may say something to you leaders and to you pastors. Be one that those who follow you, of course, you must lead them to follow Christ. But we do have leaders on earth. And if there are some who come and you, the leader, if you are a leader, be sure to live a life. And exercise your faith in a way that those who are in your classes or in your pastorate or in your family, wherever, that you'd be one that they could imitate. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bless the Lord. He's the ultimate leader. Hallelujah. And we can follow him. Malachi 3:6. For I am Jehovah, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. That's the Jews. Next line is underlined. I will destroy the work of the enemy. Zechariah 4:6. Then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says Jehovah of hosts. Matthew 18, 19 and 20. Again, I say to you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Don't forget to ask me to work in your lives and your circumstances. That reminded me of something John Wesley said. It seems that God will do nothing on earth except a man ask him. Actually, folks, we're the ones with authority on the earth, so you give God the authority. You give him the right to work in your life. Hallelujah. That's why we need to pray. Don't forget to ask me to work in your lives and your circumstances. John 16:33. These things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So folks, when you need to give him opportunity in your life. I give him opportunity in my life. Hallelujah. Romans 12:2-5. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as you have sound judgment. As God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I shall destroy the work of your enemies. 1 John 3:8. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. That is ESV. The King James says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So I think the Lord is saying, in your own life, in your own circumstances, hallelujah, he's manifested for you to destroy the works of your enemies. Next line underlined, listen to my news. Listen to my words. I think this is another, to me, that says, don't listen to what's being published in the media. Listen to what I say, my news. Listen to my words. What he said in his book, what he says in tongues and interpretation, what he says in your heart. Listen to him. Listen to my words. Trust in me. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So tonight, 7 o'clock, and Brother Max is going to be at his church, Yeshua's Love Heals, and I'm going to be here in my living room, or my prayer chair, rather. I'll be here in my prayer chair in my bedroom, actually. And in the meantime, between now and then, I'll be out at Prayer Mountain, and we'll be having our afternoon session of 3BI. Now, Brother, out at Prayer Mountain right now, they're preparing for their morning session. So we're going to say shalom, shalom, until we see you tonight.
Shalom, shalom.